At 6:06, it is clear and 39 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high this afternoon of 61. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We start off this morning in your medicine cabinet. Grab a hanky and hang on. It appears there are already cases of the flu being reported in the Tulsa area. Caitlin Snyder is with the City County Health Department and says the season is often unpredictable and frequently starts in the early fall.
Flu seasons are unpredictable in a lot of different ways. Flu viruses are constantly changing, and it's not unusual for the season to start in October.
She says it's not too late to get a vaccination, which she says is the best way to prevent the flu. Snyder says the shots are available now at all health department clinics in Tulsa. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the Oklahoma legislature takes the oath of office.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name. Do solemnly swear.
Oklahoma Supreme Court Chief Justice Stephen Taylor administers the oath of office to the lawmakers. Now, the legislative session does not begin until February. But meanwhile, a Democratic state representative is seeking a legislative special session to take action on whether Oklahoma should create a state-run health exchange as required under the federal health care law. Rush Springs Representative Joe Dorman announced his plan yesterday to seek signatures from two-thirds of the members of the House and the Senate, which would be needed to convene a special session. The Bradstone apartment fire in Tulsa sent six people to the hospital this week, and it was likely started by a malfunctioning heater. The complex at 12th and Quaker is owned by the Mental Health Association of Tulsa. Mike Brose is the association's director.
We're very determined to make sure that all these people will have other apartments who do not have apartments to return to. We're also working to make sure that they've got all their physical needs that they might have, food, clothing, furniture items, that's all taken care of.
Of the six people injured, one has been released from the hospital. The others, including three children, remain hospitalized this morning. Well, it appears this morning that the head of the Grand River Dam Authority will be staying on the job for at least another year. The board failed to vote on a contract extension for Dan Sullivan, so that contract extension becomes automatic. Sullivan is a former state representative from the Tulsa area. Tulsa police pull an all-nighter in a standoff with a suspected meth manufacturer. The area around Yale and Marshall on the north side is still closed this morning as police work to resolve that situation. John 3:16 wants you to consider donating a turkey this Thanksgiving.
The mission is collecting turkeys and other Thanksgiving food items to use to put together meals for Tulsa's food insecure families. John 3:16's Steve Whitaker says right now, turkeys are the priority.
Get to either one of the Under the Sun Garden Centers at 51st and Harvard or 91st and Sheridan, and if they take a turkey there, maybe more than one turkey, they will match that turkey.
He says that's important because it's so close to the holiday. John 3:16 begins distributing meals on Monday morning. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, partial sunshine today and mild. We'll have a high this afternoon of 61. Tonight, it's going to be clear and cool, down to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow through Sunday, very nice each day with highs right around 60. On Monday, rain will be possible, however, and we will have a high of 64. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 39. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.